Phillips and PPS, these are the care today's date is 12/02/2023. Dictation is for Pedro Che. Che spells C-H-A-Y. Pedro spells P-E-D-R-O. Date of birth is 05/19/1975. This is a 48-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient stated that he was recently here on 11/25/2023 for a visit. Another lab's drawn. He said he's here to review those lab results. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports right shoulder pain. He said this pain has been going on for a little while and it's getting worse. Rated pain 7/10, increased with range of motion, especially abduction and external rotation period. He stated pain is located in the region of his AC joint period. Next paragraph. Question, same paragraph, he denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs as follows. O2 sat is 99% room air. Blood pressure is 141/94. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Right shoulder. Reduced range of motion. Abduction and external rotation. There's tenderness of palpation in the AC joint region and in the clavicular region. Period. Next paragraph. There's no clavicular winging. There is no deformity. No edema, no erythema. Joint is not hot to touch, period. Next paragraph. Assessment plan. Assessment number one is chronic shoulder pain. Assessment number two, lab reviews. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Patient had reviews labs line by line. Abnormality involved cholesterol 277, triglycerides 365, HDL cholesterol is 61, period. Patient indicated that he usually have two hypercholesterol medication, but was only having, he only had one and would like to have the second one this time. Period. He said he only had the fenofibrate and needs the lovastatin, period. Next paragraph, procedure, a trigger point injection, right shoulder. Patient, I explained the procedure to the patient. We talk about side effects and complications. Says you understand and okay for us to proceed. Patient indicated or identified the area of maximum pain is AC joint and mid scapular regions. These areas were marked, then cleansed with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol swab. Period. Next line. 80 milligrams of solumedrol and 5 cc's of lidocaine were mixed. And in each site injected 2.5 milliliters. Then sites were massaged. Next line, sites were then covered with Band-Aid. Next line, patient was asked to move his shoulder in full range of motion, which he did with less discomfort. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, he was strongly encouraged not to go to another facility and have injections into his shoulders, as this procedure should be done only once every 3 or 4 months, per he says he understands and will comply. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Lovastatin 50 milligrams 1 PU at night for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Bentyl 20 milligrams 1 PU daily for 30 days. Open parenthesis, patient reported that he's been having some stomach issues, meaning he says he's been having some abdominal cramping and diarrhea for the past month or two. Close parenthesis, his abdominal exam is normal, period. Next paragraph, he was sent home with Glaburide 5 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 45 days. On his initial visit, he received Glaburide BID for 90 days, but instead of dispensing 180, he received only 90, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.